Kansas City's Rock Station. Just before the guys in Black Light Burns go on stage, we get an opportunity to talk to tonight's headliners, Ian Asprey, Billy Duffy from The Cult. Welcome to Kansas City.
Thank you, sir.
Hello.
It's been like, what, 6.5, almost 7 years since you guys have been here.
I believe you.
You have no idea where you are from one day to the next, are you?
I really don't.
You really don't?
No.
You just show up. Every city is pretty much the same. You look out, you see a sea of people.
Throw a guitar on me, point me at a stage.
Do you have to write on the set thing what city you're in that night?
No, because we never do that.
Not that bad.
We're not quite that bad.
I've seen that happen, actually. I forget what band it was. We saw, it might have been Iron Maiden, and they were playing in Providence, Rhode Island, which is about 75 miles south of Boston, and Dickinson comes out and goes, "Good evening, Boston!" And everybody was like, no, wrong.
It happens a lot.
Does it really?
Yeah, Madonna did it in Houston.
Have you done it anywhere?
Dallas. No.
You've never done it? You always know what city you're in.
Well, let me
take that phrase back.
Yeah. I'm in Kansas City, Kansas.
Nice. Nice job. See, he knows what side of the line we're on.
Yeah.
This is badass. Brand new CD, Born Into This, been in stores just about a month. And have you noticed the reaction from fans? You've only been on the road for, what, about a week and a half?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you noticed the reaction anywhere in the United States yet from people that have already picked up the record and they're now recognizing the music?
They like it.
Well, obviously. Which songs are you doing?
Born Into This.
Yeah.
Bjorn,
nice.
Sausages.
Savages. Dirty Little Rockstar. I Assassin.
You're still doing I Assassin? That's awesome. By the way, I want to thank you guys for putting up with me in Los Angeles when we did the world premiere of the record, because we're sitting in a very sterile and an antiseptic environment.
Yeah, it felt like that.
Yeah, and it was so awkward to be sitting there with all these engineers and your manager, like, looking at us, don't ask them this, ask them this, ask them this, don't ask them this. And it was just, I just want to thank you for your tolerance in that.
No, thank you.
You look very cold, Ian. Are you all right?
I'm cold.
Are you really?
It's freezing here.
I mean, it's like this in the UK, though, isn't it?
I don't live in the UK.
Where do you live now?
New York.
You live in New York?
It's even colder
in New York right now.
But we've come from warm areas.
Where were you?
Well, California through Arizona through, you know, Texas. It's a bit warmer.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, we put it in order for warmer temperatures, but to be honest with you, this is actually pretty good right now.
No, it's amazing. It's nearly November. I'm impressed.
It's got some good fresh air going on.
Yeah?
Man can breathe it.
Where's your favorite part of America to play? Because you play, obviously, all over the world.
To play?
Yeah.
Generally, I like kind of Florida and California and Texas, to be honest. I'd like to say Kansas, but I'd just be lying.
That's all right. Again, what does everybody love about The Cult? Honesty.
Brutal honesty from the guitar player at all times.
Honesty. But, you know, the good part about it is the people that are in the gate have already paid their money, so you're good.
Yeah, they ain't going home yet.
Yeah, it's all good.
Bless them.
Headlining tonight, thank you very much for doing that. Now, the brand new CD is in stores. Now, you have a deluxe version of the CD.
Yes.
What is the difference between the deluxe version and the regular version, so that we can tell people that have already bought the CD to go buy other stuff?
It's got two other tracks that were recorded in a standalone, and War Pony Destroyer were two tracks that were recorded during the same session, but didn't quite make the cut for the album. And then some demos and a sticker
and a picture
and a different package.
It's actually quite a lovely sleeve.
You guys have always been pretty good with your packaging, though. I remember the big box set that you put out way back when over in the UK with the picture discs. It was like 11 CDs with all kinds of live stuff and alternate mixes of the music.
I think that has a lot to do with working with kind of indie labels, which we are working with now and we were working with then. We were always signed to an indie label, and they tend to pride themselves a little bit more. Our corporate labels tend to not be so bothered about that. It's more about what the balance sheet says at the end of the quarter. So that's why we're kind of like that.
Having spoken to you a couple of different times, I know that credibility is so important for The Cult and for your music to stand on its own two feet, and artistic credibility.
Its own four hoofs.
I'm sorry?
Its own four hoofs. It might stand on its hoofs.
On hoofs?
It might not be feet.
Well, we are in Kansas City, Kansas.
It could be hoofs.
There's a lot of relationship involving sheep here.
It could be paws. It could be four paws.
Now you're getting all biological with me. You're going to make it difficult, aren't you? I knew you were making it fun. Oh, it's all good, man. Ian and I, we talked about this during the original world premiere broadcast. The word spread very quickly amongst Cult fans, didn't it?
And what, for the record?
For the record, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't take long at all. They're pretty partisan. Do you get a lot of feedback from bands? Do you deal with your own individual feedback, you know, whether it be with email or websites and stuff like that? Do you get direct feedback from bands, or does it go through your management?
It's kind of early days, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's been a month.
I mean, the general impression is that people really like the record, so, you know, people are very excited about the record, and that's pretty much it, really. It's just
We've definitely not lost any fans.
No,
by putting it out, put it that way.
Oh no, absolutely not. The people you see, people recognize music from the Cult that they didn't think they knew until you started playing it live.
Well, Dirty Little Rockstar's getting a lot of airplay, and we also got it in a couple of TV shows that were, you know, seen by about 15 million people. So, you know, we're trying to explore other avenues of getting our music out to people and not be so narrow-minded. And try and keep it, because you've got to get your stuff out there. It's not what we do is the problem, it's just getting it out there and communicating it to people. Once they're exposed to it, they usually like it. But mostly they think we've either split up, Ian singing in the Doors, or, you know what I mean, other than a fan base. So that's the mission. That's why I'm out here, is to remind people, you know, what's going on.
Is it still fun?
Yeah, it's decent, yeah.
I mean, there are worse things you could be doing for a living, right?
Yep, I could name several, but I won't.
Well, you guys are going on tonight right around 9:45, headlining Freakers Ball 2007. And Ian Astbury, Billy Duffy, thank you so much for coming
by.
And thank you for putting on another great Cult record. You know I'm a big fan. I've always been a big fan. And anywhere you go, whatever you put out, I'm always going to be there to be part of it. I'm glad you guys are part of this as well.
It's nice to see you again.
Right. Thanks for having us.
Let's do Dirty Little Rockstar, shall we? We might as well. It's almost like we planned it this way.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Segway.
All right.
It's 98.9 The Rock, Kansas City's rock station, live from Freakers Ball 2007.